Little Orphaned Annie by James Whitcomb Riley. Narrated by Otis Gyrie. Little Orphaned Annie's come to our house to stay, and wash the cups and saucer up, and brush the crumbs away, and shoo the chickens off the porch, and dust the hearth and sweep, and make the fire, and bake the bread, and earn her board and keep. And all us other children, when the supper things is done, we set her around the kitchen fire, and has the mostest fun, and listening to the witch tales that Annie tells about, and the goblins that get you if you don't watch out. Once there was a little boy wouldn't say his prayers. So when he went to bed at night, way upstairs, his mammy heard him holler, and his daddy heard him bawl. And when they turned the kivers down, he wasn't there at all. And they seeked him in the rafter room, and cubbyhole and press, and seeked him up the chimbley flue, and everywhere's a guess. But all they ever found was this pants and roundabout, and the goblins will get you if you don't watch out. And one time, a little girl had allus laugh and grin, and make fun of everyone and all her blood and kin. And once't, when there was company and old folks was there, she mocked them and shocked them and said she didn't care. And this, as she kicked her heels and turned to run and hide, there was two great big black things a-standin' by her side. And they snatched her through the ceiling, for she knowed what was about. And the goblins will get you if you don't watch out. And little orphaned Annie says when the blaze is blue, and the lamp wick sputters, and the wind goes woo, and you hear the crickets quit, and the moon is gray, and the lightning bugs in dew is all squenched away, you better mind your parents and your teachers fond and dear, and cherish them that loves you and drives the orphan's tear, and help the poor and needy ones that clusters all about, the goblins will get you if you don't watch out.